think so many people does not attend here, so. Okay, today I'm talking about the limitation of Carl Ferdinand formula on the holographic description of main brain customer. I mainly concentrate RS two-type model, and this work is partly collaborated at archive at the Institute of Theoretical Physics, Chinese Academy of Science, and Professor Nobuota at Osaka University in Japan. So, the first I introduced the 10 formulas and simple equation to understand my talk. And then I mentioned the brain cosmology in the charged topological and historical background.
some result for your convenience. If you take care of conditions and all holographic matter, then we have a true freedom education using the brain cosmology. This is a conventional term, this is a holographic self term, this is a stigma from the Blackwell side. Low-fi is just energy density from the Scarfield 5 for describing the quintessence problem. So this is, I emphasize again, this is a safety radiation matter from the Blackwell mass. And this is a safety exotic stiff matter from the charge of Blackwell. Exotic means that we have a minus here. The exotic stiff matter is a stiff matter, but it's a negative energy and negative pressure. So in that sense, this stiff matter is different from the conventional stiff matter for describing the neutron star. Now I describe a simple time formula and equation for understanding my talk. So the first I introduced Cauley formula in the 1 plus 1 dimensional Kampfmann field theory. The use of this formula was introduced by the Cauley, so in May 1986. This formula states that the relation between the entropy and the energy and cosmic energy here. This formula is spelled only for the large central charge C here. For example, if you consider free theory for chiral boson theory in 1 plus 1 dimension, then you have a C equal 1 central charge. Also, if you consider the other case for chiral fermion in 1 plus 1 dimension, then you have a C is equal to 1 over 2. So in that case, we cannot apply this Cauley's formula. So this formula is only valid for large central charges here, for example, the strongly coupled Kampfmann field theory. Okay? This formula was derived based on the modular invariance. If you consider some and the modular parameter is tau. So this formula is based on the modular invariance. And the second, I mentioned the Cauley formula is based on the 1 plus n dimensional static, Einstein static universe. In the case, if you substitute L0 is energy of vector in the Kampfmann field theory. And if you substitute the L0 is ER and the C over 24 is the EC, then we have a nice extension to the Cauley in the formula, which is defined in 1 plus 1 dimension. This is Cauley in the formula is valid for 1 plus n dimensional static space. Now that.
Sorry, what is this formula for?
Why?
Can you explain what is this formula for? What is the formula for?
What is the meaning of
left hand side,
for instance?
This is entropy.
Of what?
Yeah, entropy.
Of what?
The system. Interesting system. Power system.
So, but you gave some space. What is the system? Is it some field theory? I'm sorry, I don't know anything.
This is a thermodynamical system. In the thermodynamical system, we have some formula between the entropy and the energy. And even for the, if we include some the Casimir energies. Casimir energies originate from the quantum fluctuation for the finite system.
Yes, but what is the thermodynamic system in the second place?
This is dynamic system. This is a n plus 1 dimensional system.
What is the system?
For example, if we simply extend the 1 plus 1 dimensional space to the 1 plus n dimensional system.
Okay.
For example, if we consider the black hole, the black hole corresponds to the deep system.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What is EC?
Z?
EC.
EC is a Casimir energy. So, usually Casimir energy is defined for the finite system. If we consider the finite volume that we have a positive cosmic energy.
So I'm sorry, it's a cosmic energy or some field that propagates what?
That's only from the quantum fluctuation for a finite system.
So the question is, the quantum fluctuation of what? Is it some field theory? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Is it a formula for generic conformities defined on this metric background?
Okay, right now I'll give the expression for the Casimir energy for the particular system, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry,
Okay, so you are not familiar with this subject, so...
So each formula, are constant or...? Yeah, in this case, it's static. So, do we know the Einstein state universe? The state case means that the matrix is not independent of time. So, in this case, R is a static.
Independent of time.
We call this Einstein state universe. For example, Einstein or Dunstan space corresponds to the Einstein state universe.
Cylindrical universe?
Compact?
Yeah, okay, in this case, compact. But if we extend the. If we choose the. Radiation mirror based on Friedman almost no convention here. So this is first equation which describes the velocity of universe, evolving universe, and the second is the second means that the acceleration of evolving universe. In driving this equation, we use the conservation law and the organization of state for radiation matter. So this is very long, so I don't need any explanation for this. Okay, this is key step through my talk. So I introduced the three holographic cosmological entropy bond. First one, this is a Bekenstein Fermi bond, which is valid for the weakly breaking system. And third is the Hubble bond, which is valid for the strongly breaking system. So this is a Bekenstein Hawking bond to connect these two entropies. Actually, this is a holographic Bekenstein Hawking entropy of the universe size black hole. So let me give an expression here. This bound is usually was introduced by Bekenstein. So Bekenstein said that this is a finite system with a red linear dependence R, and this system contains a total energy. Then Bekenstein insists that the entropy of the system is less than this Bekenstein bound. So for black hole system, energy usually depends on the one of y, therefore this quantity is the constant. Now let me explain the
generically, spherically symmetric.
Okay. For convenience, I simply introduce certain spherical system for your convenience. Okay. But the most of gravitating system is spherical symmetric because the attraction of gravity. So that's no problem. Okay. This is a universe-sized black hole. I mean that the black hole is the size of black hole is the universe. So in that case, we define the Bekenstein-Hawking entropy, which is very similar to the conventional Bekenstein-Hawking entropy for the black hole. Okay. So finally, this is a Hubble entropy. The Hubble entropy is defined by Hubble size. This is a Hubble size black hole. The size is 1/8 here, and then there are a number of Hubble regions which is determined by the V over VH, then we have a Hubble entropy here. So this Hubble entropy is valid for the strong gravitating system. And the Bekenstein-Fermi bound is valid for the weakly gravitating system. So this is some intermediate state. And if we choose the weakly gravitating system, then we have some Bekenstein-Fermi bound. On the other hand, if we choose the strongly gravitating system, then you have some Hubble entropy bounds. Importantly, I would like to mention that at a critical point of h r equal 1, then we find the same over all these three entropies. Okay? H r equal 1 is the critical point. And then I realized the first Friedman equation in terms of the three entropy bound. Then we have like this one. This is equation for the circle. Okay, let me explicitly show you. Okay, this is a graphical representation of a cosmological revolution. So the radius HVB, this is a magnetic dipole in the bound is a constant in the evolution of time. Alpha is the conformal time, alpha equal 0 corresponds to the Big Bang, and alpha equal 2 pi corresponds to the Big Crunch. So, in this, this is the process of the cosmological evolution, and then the Hubble entropy is time dependent, but the magnetic time varied entropy is a constant. Magnetic time Hawking entropy is also time dependent. So, this confirmed some of the circular evolutions. I would like to mention that this formula or this graphical representation is valid for only the radiation-dominated universe. For if we consider the matter-dominated universe, then we cannot find these circular diagrams. Now I would like to introduce the cosmological category in the formula for true Friedman equation. Okay, from the equation we have some first Friedman equation which leads in terms of the Hubble entropy bound, magnetic Hawking errors, and please compare this equation with the conventional category in the formula. Okay, this is a static version, but this is a non-static version. Okay, this is the second Friedman equation, which was expressed in terms of the thermodynamic variable. Okay, this is a definition of the possible energy in thermodynamics. So, if you consider the other attribute in this one, then we have the same equation from the static particle in the formula, and this is the dynamic particle in the field formula. So, I would like to mention K is defined the Hubble temperature. This is defined by only the Hubble parameter H.
The original conformal is for conformal field theory.
Yeah.
And the Faraday generalization is also supposed to apply to conformal field theory. Which means that there's no scale. Once you have time dependence, then naturally you introduce a scale to the problem. And why once you have a scale in the problem and you can still use that formula?
Scale.
A scale. For example, if the universe is expanding on a radiation dot magnification considering, then there's a scale, natural scale coming in.
Yeah, of course.
So once you have a scale, why the formula coming from conformal from a scale invariant theory can be applied to a theory with a scale?
Yes. Yeah, okay, that is a good question. So, yeah, okay. The conformal field is the field theory is a scale invariant theory.
That's right.
Yeah. But in describing the cosmology, we have to introduce the scale factor idea. So your question is why we introduce the scale factor in the plane.
Because if you do that, I can still go back. If the formula, what you argue is the formula is valid even if there's a scale.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I can go back to static case where ordinary field theory with scale in it, but I know that formula cannot be correct in a theory with scale.
Yeah, but this is not the field theory. This is just...
It doesn't matter.
Is it true that even in conformal field theory, it's true that you don't have any scale parameters in your theory?
That's right.
Is it true that you don't have any state that contains the multiple scales? Like all states
by definition, that's right. Suppose you go back to Carney's formula. The reason Carney's formula is valid and you can use small invariant algorithms, for example, is because conformal field theory has no scale.
No, but I'm asking about state. Some particular state in conformal field theory. All scale theory?
Yeah. That's conformal field theory. It's scale invariant, theory scale invariant.
Oh no, and it's different, for instance, in just the Schrödinger equations, the rotation invariance, but the states allowed by Schrödinger equation, for instance, the higher angle of state, is not rotation invariant.
Right.
So even in case the theory has some symmetry, but the states, physical states allowed by the symmetry, but by the theory, may not be invariant.
No, the spectrum is continuum. Don't scale. That's conformal field theory.
I mean, conformal field theory is the all states, all physical states are scaling there.
That's right, that's right. The spectrum is continuous.
Spectrum continues.
Yeah,
anytime structure is discrete, you have a scale coming in, and that's not conformal. Mm-hmm. A conformal field theory, by definition, is conformal invariant, and inside conformal invariants, there's a scale invariant.
But if you choose
so that means that there's no scale.
But if you choose some specific state, then does it mean that the...
No, that scale...
You choose some specific scale.
But you're integrating, these formulas are for integrating overall, you know, you take a whole conformal field theory, for example. Mm-hmm. You take Cardi's formula, central charge and L0, you know, that includes everything. So you're not taking a specific state, you calculate entropy, you're including everything. Okay. You're not looking at one particular state, if you look at one particular state, you can't talk about entropy.
Okay, later, I'll answer to your question. In this case, we have some cosmological holographic bound in our universe. Temperature is greater than the Hubble temperature, entropy is less than the Hubble entropy, and the Casimir energy is less than the Bekinstein Hawking entropy. Hawking energy, so the equalist and Hall dependent is bound are saturated. So this means that the conformal field theory and the Friedman equation. It arises from the same fundamental theory. Okay, this is our life equation for the two systems, which is apparently different from the each other. So, for this purpose, we introduced some frame cosmology. Okay. As you know, in frame cosmology, we have two approaches. The first one is originally the Binet-Tripity Fryer-Langius approach, which is just the extension of Carlson-Klein cosmology with some local coordinate dependence to accommodate some the local energy momentum tension. So the other is the moving domain world approach. This is very simple to obtain the scale factors. So, this approach was introduced by the Klaus and Ida Anderson. Okay. In the video approach, we usually assume this metric. This is a metric for the Gaussian normal coordinate. Here, y is the extra coordinate. Usually, in cosmology, we have only time dependence in the scale factor, but the brain cosmology. Because there exists a certain local distribution of matter, so we have to include the y dependence here. Okay, v is the scale factor for extra dimension here. The moving domain world approach usually assumes a fixed bulk background, for example, at the Drizzt-Schwarz record here. This is a metric for the topological and the Drizzt-Schwarz method. This is the case that describes the special parameter which describes this one. K for 1 is the compact, K for 0 is a flat, K for minus 1 is a non-compact case. In that sense, we call this solution as the topological. If we consider under Drizzt-Schwarz level, that case 1 is the choose the k equal 1. So if we extend the k equal 0 and the k equal minus 1, then we have some topological Gregor solution. This solution is only allowed for the under-Drizzt space. In free space time, we cannot obtain the topological Gregor solutions. Okay, if we consider fixed bulk space and then we have some mapping from this space to the moving domain wall, and then we have a well on the Friedman robust local type metric on this mapping for this purpose. And then we asked how to determine the scale factor R tau in this process. Okay, usually this scale factor is determined from the Israel junction condition. In the VDL approach, this is the Israel junction condition. A prime means that derivative with respect to the y, and but in the moving domain world approach, we have to introduce the extrinsic curvature tensor here. The extrinsic curvature tensor, okay, this is different of the explicit curvature, of course, between two sides, and then tau mu is the localized stress at tensor. Okay, I'll show you the intuitive picture for the Israel junction condition. Okay, this is some naive analysis. Okay, if we consider electrostatics, and then we have an infinite sheet with the charge density is sigma tilde here. Then you have roughly electric field, this one, and this side you have this one. And then there is some difference. This difference is the correspond to the extreme property. Yeah, but there is difference. Electrostatics, this is electric field with the electric charge density, but in the correcting system, we have a meta distribution on this sheet, on this brain here. So if we consider Anderson and two model, okay, this is a static model, then we have extrinsic curvature here. So if we consider Gaussian normal coordinates with the positive tangent brain here, and then, okay, this is a Israel junction condition for the Lander-Sundrum model. Then we have found them just the condition for the critical brain. Okay, tangent is given by the 6 over kappa square r. Okay. So this is some simple picture for the realization of the Israel junction condition. But in the dynamic case, Israel junction condition usually determine the scale vector. In this talk, I consider only the critical brain. So, from the first Friedman equation with the for k equal 1 for complex space, and we have some one side brain wall scenario in that case where brain tangent is given by 3 over L kappa square, and we explicitly choose the n equals 3 for example 1 plus 4 dimensional brain, and then we consider without the local anemometer tensor. Then we have first Friedman equation, which composed of two terms. This is a conventional term. This is conventional term depends on the curvature, special property. This comes from the Frankel method. Okay. This is simply the classical mechanics. This is the energy condition for the classical mechanics. So if you draw the potential here, then we have some, we use this energy formula, and then we have a turning point here. Yeah. RH is the horizon of a black hole, Rmax is determined by the condition from the H square is real, then we have some turning point here. Here the energy is minus 1 over 2 here. So this is a critically bouncing solution. Okay? Let me this situation more explicitly using the Fenner's diagram here. First, we start at the singularity, which is called the Big Bang here, and then this domain, this moving domain world across the brain, across the horizon of a black hole, and then he arrived at the maximum point, and then contracting, then he crossed the horizon of a black hole again, and finally fall into the big crunch of the singularity, R equals to singularity. Okay, this is another diagram for the trajectory of the brain on the. Okay. This is k equals 0 and k equals minus 1 case, this is the positive Frankel mass. And in this case, we have some trajectory here, from r equals 0 to the r equals infinity. Okay, the usually the Fenner's diagram for asymptotic free space, we have this one, but in this case, we have a true, we have not true special infinity here. So the Fenner's diagram is given by the skills. So in the case of pure undistorted case, the moving, the diagram of the trajectory is given by this. For the k equal 1 case, and the k equal 0 and the k minus 1 case, we have a trajectory for the moving domain. I want to mention the ADCF correspondence. Okay, usually ADCF correspondence was mentioned by the Maldas and I in 1998. Yeah, but in this case, the ADCF correspondence means the temperature dependence ADCF correspondence. Okay, this was originally written and later, so. Our ADCF correspondence based on the, this observation, if you consider and this method and please attach the L square of R square and then take the limit, then we have this metric. This metric is similar to the Einstein static metric. And if you replace the L equal by the R here. So we have also scale for the distance space. Okay, I would like to try to answer your question. So in the Antidista case, okay, Antidista space is simply considered as a box of box. Okay, box has usually the scale. Okay, in the case we okay, usually the Antidista space is boxes, and the, if you consider the usually the box, okay, the box is with size L, then this is the size of the Antidista space. Antidista space, usually Antidista space is a cosmological constant, for example.
If you go to the boundary, okay, the boundary, then we have usually the
equal of the bulk and bounded time. Energy also is corrected, this one, and the temperature. But the entropy is the same, okay, because of the bulk symmetry. We have the bulk hopping, the package and hopping entropy, and the boundary entropy is the same. So I would like to mention that, this expression is valid only for the brain is cross the boundary, okay? The boundary. Okay, in this case, we have a well-standard cosmology which describes the first two Friedman equation, but the energy density comes from the conformal field theory, which originates from the black hole mass here. And then I asked what happens the moving domain wall cross the horizon. At that case, the local card field in the formula and the first Friedman equation exactly coincide. Also, you have this coincidence. This means that exact double magnitude in the local card in the formula and the Friedman equation. This, in our world, Friedman equation knows about the thermodynamics of the conformal field theory on the brain. In that sense, horizon of black hole is a holographic point. So, finally, I would like to mention the bulk boundary relation. Okay. For one side brain, you have this is a bulk Newtonian coupling constant. This is boundary one. One side, we have one here, but for two sides, two here. This is a simple, if we consider the conventional Landers-Sandra model, which is expressed in terms of conformal coordinate. So this is a usual Landers-Sandra metric with conformal tangent is z here. So if we calculate the effective four-dimensional theory, then we have vector 2. This is a G2 symmetric case. We have effectively four-dimensional eigen-inverse action. We have in this case for the two sides where we have G5 is L times G4 here. For non G2 symmetric case, we have L over 2 here. Okay, yeah. Okay. Up to now I am reviewing the essence of my talk. Okay, I speed up. So. In the brain, I will work the brain cosmology in charge topological and distal space. Okay, the first is the static approach. Here is a charge here. We have two black holes. Here's black hole here, and the right hand we also black hole here. So we have also charge here, Q minus, or we include charge plus here. And this is a boundary. The boundary is coincide with the brain here. So the coordinate from the center of black hole to the brain is R. Also, this is the R. So we assume that there is no source or no sink of a charge on the brain. The charge is only located at bulk, okay? So in this case, we have action, and this is bulk action. This is a boundary action for the brain to determine the brain dynamics. This is a conventional equation of motion, and the solution. This solution is given charged topological at this black hole. Charged means that we consider the bulk charging, and the topological means that we include the k here. K is plus minus 1 or 0. Okay, and at this time means that we include the at this scale here. So we call this is a charge topological and distal black hole. Okay, this is a some static thermodynamics for strong coupled conformal field theory with this LDS dual. Okay, this we assume for the simplicity. Then we have a same energy momentum tensor for a simple cosmology. and we assume the boundary conformal field theory like this one. In that case, we define the single subdynamic variable on the brain. And then we usually define the cosmic this one. Then, okay, this, all of this relation comes from the time dependence and this is the self-correspondence. Then you have a nice type in the formula, okay? Just you was asked. In this case, we are Casimir energy, and this is the energy from the bulk chart here. So now, to study the dynamic case, we have to use the moving domain reference. Okay, this is a usual 2 plus 1 mapping from the bulk to the moving domain map. Usually we consider radial time like geodesics, and then we have a brain metric for the cosmology. And then so our next question is how to determine the scale depth. That is to come from the Israel junction conditions. So we have a pretty meditation without the local method. So. And then we have some cosmological category in the formula, which explicitly includes the charge here and special parameter K here.
So how is such a formula derived? How is such a formula derived?
This formula, this is just using the definition of some Hubble entropy and the magnitude of Hawking energy. And okay, this is was derived by using the previous holographic entropy. Okay, up to now I mentioned just the moving domain approach. The, in the video approach, we also derived the brain cosmology. Okay, this is a conditional one. Okay, let us assume the video time metric. And then we consider bulk source and brain source here. Then we are only interested in the brain evolution, so we have to choose the y equals 0, and then we have a two parameter here. Y integration needs the C1 factor here, and the tau integration needs the C2 factor here. Then we have a holographic interpretation. Okay, our system is just charged frequency and this double equal system. In that case, we use the Stork and Chen Wasserman and your paper. And here we have a local stress and tensor, usually, okay, this is local stress tensor, but we have a bulk iodine field here. So in that case, we have an electromagnetic tensor, contains the cosmological constant term as well as the charge term here. Okay, sign is not matter, okay? Then we have some from the average part of CYY, and we derive some freedom education like this way. Okay? This is a full expression including the localized matter. Okay. If we compare this with this equation which drives the moving domain approach, then we determine the C is proportional to the M and the Q tilde is proportional to the Q. In the BDR approach, we cannot determine the C and the Q tilde explicitly. Just by using the analogy, we determine that the C is equal to the M and the Q tilde is the charge of property. So that is a difference of point of view of two approaches in brain cosmology. Okay, I would like to comment the limitation of a Cartesian formula. Because Professor Chen mentioned that symmetry is not realized near the R equals 0. Okay, symmetry is only realized from the boundary of AD space. So in that case, we used some the Hamiltonian operator, which was originally proposed by Gregor and Fardiella, and to find, calculate correct energy on the brain. This is a free expression. Okay. And then we have a two Friedman equation, which expressed in terms of the rho f and the pf here. But rho f is small, then we have, this means that the brain was close to the AGS boundary, or we have a small holographic terms. So, in this case, we have a conventional. So if you consider the small rho f, then the full energy density that is given by the radiation energy density and the charged strip matter here. So we call this is a holographic energy density. Also we have a full pressure is given by the holographic pressure. So our holographic interpretation using the cosmologic card formula has a limitation and corresponds to the approximation. So, for example, this local form of card formula is given by the complicated form. But if you consider the small rho f limit, then this is a usual card formula, which includes some charge and some broken mass here. Finally, I dispersed my result. The first one is the Frankel charge. Okay, this is a bulk information. Or the Maxwell field. Okay, this is a bulk Maxwell field induced the exotic stiff matter. Because the sign is this minus here. The minus sign here, so we call this exotic. So nowadays we usually use a dominate energy condition. The dominate energy condition requires a rho is greater than zero and a p is given by this equation of state. But this matter has the negative energy and the negative pressure, so we call this an exotic stiff matter. So then how to resolve it, okay? Because the exotic matter is not happy. So in this case, if you introduce a local stiff matter which satisfies this condition, then we have a positive energy density here. So on the other hand, if you introduce a local dusty matter, then we have a positive energy density at the quadratic level. So this is a way of resolving the way of avoiding the exotic stiff matter. The second, I would like to mention that Card-Fiorin formula is very restrictive in the sense that it is only applicable for strongly coupled conformal field theory with AdS dual, for example, Gregor system. This is not applicable for weakly coupled conformal field theory, or matter dominated case, or large holographic matter. So, the recently Mukul and Ferraso show that the bouncing or cyclic universe in the charged case. So, if we consider the K equal 1 case, the scale factor is given by this one. So, this is the R max distance, this is the minimum distance. But we have noted that the horizon is sandwiched the R minimum and the R max. So, here we have potential like this one. Okay? The usually if we consider the case without charge, then we cannot find this peak near the r equals 0. But the distance induced this peak term, and then we have some bounds here. So in this case, we have no Big Bang and no Big Crunch. So charge of the black hole makes the cosmology free from the singularity. So explicitly, if we consider the Fermat's diagram here, then we start here, or this is the finite distance from the r equals 0, and then this brain reached at the maximum distance, and then cross the black hole horizon and the finality. So this is a bounding solution. If we consider eta equal fi, then we have some extension of a cycling universe. So the black hole charge, in the positive sense, avoid the Big Crunch and the Big Bang, such as a singularity problem. And the next is the brain cosmology with holographic setting provided extension to the ordinary standard cosmology. We have various matter on the brain, for example, safety radiation matter from the holographic sense, and the safety exotic stiff matter from the charge here. So, usually, some people consider this metric as the candidate for dark matter. So, okay, we have also the stiff matter for describing a curved neutron star. Also, we have a lot of model quintessence for the accelerating universe. Okay, this is the mechanism to resolve dark matter problem. So, the last day. Now we don't know the precise form of confined field theory unless if we have the string theory. So for example, Randall's under two case, the brain field is given by the n equal to supergravity coupled to the n equal to super Yang-Mills confined field theory is again un. So our confined field theory, we don't know the exact form of confined field theory. We just assume that it is safety correspondence. Then we consider some thermodynamics of conformal field theory on the brain. Okay.